Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Craig and George.
All right, I'll just refer to you as you guys. Hey, listen, how long is this going to last?
Wait, just a couple minutes.
Just a couple minutes.
Okay, listen, I won 9 gold medals. I don't have a lot of time for you guys. You got 3 minutes to go.
Okay, I'm not sure where to start.
Let me question. What do you have?
Well, let me ask you about Michael Phelps. What do you think about him breaking your
Michael
records?
Phelps, please. I'm so tired of being asked about Michael Phelps. Does he have a mustache?
No.
He's not a good swimmer. Plus, I don't think he's fully hetero. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
There's an old saying, Mark spits, but Phelps swallows.
Oh, no, I think that's unfair.
You got me?
That is unfair.
You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, why aren't you in Beijing to kind of honor Phelps?
Let me tell you something. It would be an honor for them to have me there. They would do good to have me there. I tell you, it would bring a lot more profile to these Olympics, that's for sure. Well, China better roll their communist red carpet all the way across the Pacific to my front door. I ain't going to Beijing.
God.
And if they do bring me there, if they do spend the money and fly me out there, by the way, first class, only way I'm going to go. I may jump in the water and beat the speed off that Michael Phelps.
Phelps.
Whatever.
Phelps. I don't think you could beat Michael Phelps today.
You got 2 minutes.
We've had a lot of stories about your teammates in college and on these Olympic teams saying that you were a really sorry teammate. What do you think about that?
Bad losers. They're all losers, just like Rosie O'Donnell. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about how my day goes, okay?
Okay.
Every morning around 9 a.m., I'm awakened by my own greatness. It wakes me up. Then I get in a little mirror time for a few hours, if I'm lucky. Then I go to my home office where I look at my medals and my publicity photos. Then I go to the bathroom and I bag my mess to sell on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Then I parade around town in my Speedo waiting for people to recognize me. There you go. Boom. There's a day for you. 1 minute. Go.
Typical Mark Spitz day, huh? George, you have any other questions for him?
Well, no. I feel it's really unfortunate.
Good job, man. You're all over the road. You guys don't know how to interview people. Thank God you got a great guest like me on. At least I bring something to the table. Let me tell you what I brought to the table today. I brought a little audio clip for you.
Okay.
Here's Wade Phillips failing to pump up the team in a scene edited out of Hard Knocks last night.
What? All right, so, fellas, listen up. Win a game, you got to have more points.
Yeah, more points.
So let's go out there and let's score more points.
Points.
Let's let the Cowboys ride. Okay, all right, here we go. All right.
He's absolutely horrible. The man can't speak to a team.
Why are you bringing us a Wade Phillips clip?
You had to bring something to the damn people, okay? You guys got nothing. Actually, you got about 15 seconds, and that's about it.
Well, we think you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I tell you what. Let me tell you how great I am, just in conclusion here. I swim like a dolphin. I can migrate to a different ocean in 3 days. I can get into the ghost bar anytime I want. Get table service at every ultra bar under the sea. Plus, I'm handsome, and I pull all kinds of tail. All right, there you go. I
got to
go. Bye.
Nope. Thanks. Wow.
That was a really odd interview with allegedly Mark Spitz
for your Olympic fans. 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.